Welcome everyone to our Thursday evening IG Live. We'll just wait to see if anyone's joining this evening. Thank you so much for coming on. Hope everyone's doing good. Give us a shout out, tell us where you're tuning in from, and tell us what temperature it is where you are. Last week we had a minus 15 from Sweden. So if anyone can beat that, let us know. Really nice, really appreciate you joining. Leika Shravanti, Suda, Amit, Sheena, good evening. Wonderful, thank you so much for joining. Yeah, as you all know, we've been traveling this month across the UK. So it's coming to an end. All good things must come to an end. It's the 22nd of December and all the monks return to the monastery for the 25th of December, Christmas Day. And yeah, we're heading back there and I'll hopefully see some of you there maybe. But it's been wonderful. We've been traveling, as you all know. And today we were out again, meeting people in the streets. It was raining today, actually. It didn't rain that many days this month, but today was a rainy day. But we met some amazing people again, and it was so nice to just connect with the souls out there on the street. Vrindavan, wonderful. Someone's in Vrindavan and it's cold. Ektar, welcome. Sneho, welcome. The Living Name. What a beautiful Instagram identity. The Living Name. Beautiful. So nice. So yes, this evening our topic is, I think, a very, very interesting topic. Finding the inner child. And I just have to do some technical announcements before we begin. If any of you have questions, which I hope and I'm sure you will have, then just add them onto the question tab, because then we can show your questions to everyone. I'm kind of learning the different features of Instagram, so put those questions in there. And today we're talking about finding the inner child. It's a real amazing topic, and I'll tell you why I decided to discuss this topic today. Sorry, that it just said pause due to bad connection, but I think we're back. I'm heading back to the monastery, as I said, on the 25th of December. And then what usually happens is I have, well, as we all have, 7 days till the new year. And those 7 days every single year when I go back to the monastery, and it's usually after a month of hectic traveling, it's a real special time, those last 7 days of the year, which are coming up now, because they're a time of the year when I really reflect on everything that happened. I try to digest it all. I try to orientate my life and realign myself according to where I feel I need to go to achieve what I'm meant to achieve in this chapter of existence. And in this phase, I don't just create goals for the new year, but I create a meditation for the new year. And this is one thing I want to share with everyone on the call, just as like the first takeaway today, that is coming up to the new year's. And one thing you might want to think about doing this year is not just creating a goal of things you want to achieve, tangible things. I think you should do that also, by the way. But I think there's also something to be said for creating a meditation. What is your meditation for the new year? And a meditation is amazing, because when you have a meditation, then what happens in all your activities, you can begin bringing that meditation in. You see, your goals for the new year are usually activities or things you do at a certain point in the year or in your week, which contribute towards that end. But a meditation can pervade everything you're doing. And what I do every single year is I try to create a meditation. And later on, this is a sneak preview, on New Year's Day, we're going to drop a video to all of you. And hopefully it's going to help you to make this meditation. But the reason I'm picking this topic today is because finding the inner child is definitely one, if not the meditation I have for the coming year. Finding the inner child. I just saw my old friend Krishna Kirtan, KM Dental Care, and I know he's just had a beautiful son. Shout out to Kaviraj. And so children are there. Children are amazing. Children are beautiful. Children are so instructive to us in our life. And there's an inner child within each one of us. I'm 41 now, and I feel like as time has passed, then I've gained many, many things. Hopefully more knowledge, more experience, more opportunities to serve, more life realizations. So definitely as time goes by in your life, I think you gain many, many things, more maturity. But as you all know, when we go along in life, we also lose many things. I can say like less hair, less health, my eyesight I feel like is going, my hearing is going, my back is definitely going. We lose a little bit of our memory, maybe our cognitive abilities. So as life goes by, we lose many things as well. And this year I was really, really feeling that one thing I've lost is I've lost my inner child. I've lost a certain childish, childlike innocence, childlike purity, childlike beauty that I think I begun this spiritual path with. And we see in all the traditions of the world that children are actually idolized as an emblem of spirituality. In, for example, in the Christian tradition, it says, one has to become innocent like a child to enter into the kingdom of God. And even within the Vedic tradition, we find all these stories of children who just have these incredible divine interactions just because of their simplicity and their purity and their innocence. And therefore, there's something about children, some special gift that children have in how they conduct their lives and live their lives, that that we can learn so much from. And what we're gonna begin by doing today is asking all of you, when you think of children, what qualities do you really appreciate in children that you would like to bring about in your own life? Maybe you can go back to when you were a child, or maybe you can look at your own children and see something in them, or maybe you can reflect if you're a teacher or when you're at school, when you see these children there, what do you learn from children? Sudha says, I learn simplicity. Pushpa Priya says, there's spontaneity. Yeah, children are super spontaneous. Harikanta says, there's sweetness. Yeah, we're all on all the S's today. There's spontaneity, there's sweetness, there's simplicity. Kukreja says their innocence. Yeah, children are so innocent. Amrita Rade says their eagerness to learn, their happiness in small things. Resilience. Rasa Rambi says no fear. Excellent. Yeah, positive. Living in the moment. Oh, wow. These are so good. Curiosity. Oh, my God. Energy. They live in the present. I'm going to save all of these and build on all of this. So nice. And I see some of you are putting your questions in the chat. So that's great. And we're going to come back to them. Hey, let me just get straight into it. And many of you have already like pinned it down. And I'm going to share with you 6 words. And I want to be honest with you. What I'm really thinking of doing is next year, I'm going to put these 6 words but I can't say in my room because I don't really have a room because I'm moving from place to place. But I'm going to put them in my locker and I'm going to put the maybe on the, as I open my suitcase, on my suitcase. I'm really thinking of putting these six words, because these six words for me signify aspects of a child that I think are so beautiful, and aspects that I genuinely believe I can awaken again within myself if I really try. And so here's myself trying to awaken my inner child. And the first word I want to share with you, which one of you already mentioned, is curiosity. Children, when they come into this world, they're coming into a new place, new surroundings, new people, new interactions, new social, communal ways of functioning. And therefore, children are endlessly curious. They're always hungry to learn. Some of you are parents, you know, children always ask, like, why? And then you say something and they say, why? And then you say something else and they say, why? And it comes to a point where you just have to tell them. And that's just the way it is. But is it that that's just the way it is? It's amazing that children have this ability to explore, to be curious, to be hungry for knowledge, to understand the deeper things. I was recently in Delhi and we did a class and we had all these questions from all these like very learned devotees and people, and then right at the end these children began asking questions, and every one of their questions just stumped me, because I realized children are also like rebellious, so they're not ready to just go along with things. They want to know, like, why is it like that? And that curiosity is so beautiful. Einstein, he said, never stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. And so this curious state of mind that children have to always learn more, I think is something beautiful, something so integral to the inner child. And I don't think there's a time, any time in anyone's life when we should stop learning. It's such a tragedy that we stop learning in our lives. We just get tired, or we become cynical, or we think we get proud, and we just stop learning. But every day is an opportunity to learn, to explore. We should never think like, yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and just become really cynical, thinking we already know how everything is. No. To always be curious, to try and find out more, better ways of doing things. I think this is such a beauty of a child. So next time you see a child and you see their curiosity, then say, I should be curious like a child, to always try and learn and find out more. Always be a lifelong learner. I know some people who like read like one book a week. And they just do that, just to keep learning for decades, hungry for knowledge. First quality of the inner child, curiosity. Second quality of the inner child is creativity. Children are so creative, isn't it? They have an imagination that just runs wild. And there's something about that creativity, something about that imagination, something about not being contained within the boundaries of what the world told you you can and can't do. There's something about that which helps us to reach our potential. Children are creative, they're imaginative. You know, it's like the classic question that you ask every child, isn't it? What's the classic question that you ask every child? What do you want to be when you grow up? And it's amazing some of the answers you get. I don't know, maybe some of you can tell us, when they asked you when you were a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? What was your answer? I'll tell you my answer. Probably some of you know it. Some of you probably said the same thing. I really wanted to be a pilot. And that was one of my dreams. And I guess nowadays, even though I'm not a pilot, I'm kind of like in planes all the time. So maybe some of that dream came up. Sudha wanted to be a cop. Mayur wanted to be an astronaut. Damodar Priya wanted to be a nurse. That's amazing. Adriel wanted to be a special force police officer, CSI. or FBI. amazing. It's wonderful. And Pushpa Priya says every month she wanted to be something different. Yeah, it's amazing. Children have such an imagination, an ability to look beyond the boundaries. And I think when we grow up, we put ourselves in a lot of invisible boundaries. And you know, it's coming to the end of the year, and we should just reflect, what are the invisible boundaries which I've put around myself that stop me from being imaginative and being creative? We kind of think like, this is it, this is what my life is now, I've made it, and I can't do anything about it. But life is always creative. It's always, there's so much. You can design your destiny. And so I think that's a really, really beautiful thing. Children are creative. They're imaginative. You see, when we grow up, words like be realistic, be practical, you have to learn to be balanced, learn to compromise. These are the words: compromise, balance, practical, realistic. And these are good words, but not at the expense of creativity or imagination. People have done things which they probably thought they would never have been able to do, but they did, because they allowed. It all has to begin in the mind. Everything begins from the subtle, and then it can develop. But it has to be, you know, it has to be developing, growing within you. Creativity of a child, this is the second quality. So you remember the first one? Children are curious, curiosity. Second thing, the creativity of the children. That's amazing. Now let me tell you another interesting quality of children is their vulnerability. Have you noticed how children are just ready to make a mistake? Right. Ask yourself, are you afraid of making a mistake? And probably the answer is yes. When we grow up, we develop this kind of fear of making a mistake. But children, somehow, they're not afraid to make mistakes. They're not afraid to get it wrong. They're not afraid that when they're in trouble to go and ask for help. They have a certain sense in which they're able to be vulnerable. But when we grow up, we kind of feel like, no, I have to take care of myself. I got it covered. I don't need to ask anyone for help. And I'm going to make sure, I'm going to make it okay. And we stop being vulnerable. But they say you can only discover how far you can go when you risk going too far. And so children have this kind of vulnerability where they're able to just explore and not be afraid of making a mistake. They say the biggest mistake you can make in your life is to become afraid of making mistakes. So children, because they have this freedom from pride, they're able to just be okay with mistakes. And I think we need to also be okay with making mistakes. We're so concerned about our reputation, about how people will view us, that sometimes we don't let ourselves take that extra step into the unknown. And children are really, really amazing at that. So that's the third quality which I really, really appreciate about children, is just their vulnerability. And that's one of the key words which I'm putting up in 2023, vulnerability. It's okay. It's okay if you made a mistake. It's okay. Just come out and say, I made a mistake. So what? I learned from it. I'm growing from it. I think the other week we did a talk on that, how some of the most amazing things came from mistakes. So yeah, that's another quality that I wanted to share with you. So far we've got the curiosity of a child, the creativity of a child, the vulnerability of a child, and the next characteristic of a child is their authenticity. Have you noticed how when we grow up, we're so good at putting on a mask? How when we grow up, we're so accustomed to putting up a facade? When we grow up, how we project something to the world when inside we're feeling something very, very different? Have you noticed how when we grow up, we become quite duplicitous? Have you noticed how when we advance in our years, our words say something, our mind says something else, and our actions say something completely different? There's something about children that they're just very, very authentic. They speak their mind, they speak their heart, they do what they feel like inside. And you may say, wow, that gets you into a lot of trouble, and it may. But there's something beautiful in that as well. There's something beautiful about living an authentic life and having, again, the confidence and the freedom. That's real freedom. You see, authentic life means a life of freedom because you're really being yourself. If we're not living an authentic life, it's so tiring. It's so unsustainable. It's actually very, very unfulfilling because there's no true expression. So children just have this amazing ability to just be so authentic. Their authenticity is amazing. They'll be in a room and everyone will be thinking something and the child will just come out and just say it. And everyone was like, we were all thinking that, but no one was transparent or authentic enough to just say it. And there's something beautiful about that authenticity. So that's another key word that's coming up in my meditation for 2023, authenticity. Here's another one. What I really appreciate in children is activity. Have you noticed how children are endlessly active, right? Oh, when they're not sleeping, of course. But once, from the moment they're awake, they're always doing something. They're always trying to speak to someone, or they're trying to get the attention of something, or explore something, or interact with something. Children are endlessly active. And I think as we age in years, we just slow down. Our mind slows down. Our body slows down, and to be honest, our heart slows down. But when our heart is captured by something, then our mind is always active to try and fulfill the heart's desire. And when the heart and the mind are active, then the body is also active. You don't feel like sleeping. You don't feel like wasting time. You don't feel like being lethargic, because there's so much to do. Life is meant to be active. Actually find that the most inspired people in the world don't need to sleep much, because they get energy from activity, because activity means a fulfillment of the heart and the mind. And what can be more energy giving than that? So children are just so active, and that's such a beautiful thing, I think. What can be more wasteful than a life in which we're not active, when we're not interacting, when we're not doing things, when we're not going out there and engaging with the world, engaging with people, engaging with the opportunities before us? Activity, that's another quality of a child that I really, really appreciate. And the final one for today that I want to share with you, which is perhaps my favorite quality of the child, is their excitability. For children, there's one formula: life equals fun. right? There's no work, there's no concept of doing any of these other things. For them, life means just fun. So yeah, they go to school, yeah, they do what their parents tell them to do, but the moment they have any time spare, they're just excited. They want to have fun. They want to play with their friends. They want to play with their toys. They want to just experience joy, experience fun. And now you may say, that's unrealistic. You know, we got a life. We got so many responsibilities. We got so many things to do. But actually, the deepest spiritual teachings tell us life is just meant to be fun, actually. And yeah, we have duties, yeah, we have responsibilities, yeah, we have so many other things that we have to cater to, demands. But the essence of all of it is that life is meant to be fun. And so children are just, they're just excited about life. They're hungry to have fun. And it's interesting, when we grow up, what we're often doing is we're just planning for future fun. We're planning for future excitement. We're planning for something next week or next month or next year that's really going to fulfill us and you know, move us deeply inside. But children are just so present. They just want to do it now. They just want to experience now. And so it's such a beautiful thing to consider that yes, life is about excitement. Life is about fun. Life is about joy. And if we're doing everything in life, but we don't have fun, we don't have excitement, we don't have joy, what are we doing? Why are we here? This is a great tragedy. Life is meant to be exciting. And so children, their excitability is fascinating. So I think these are my meditations for 2023. I'm carrying a meditation into the new year, and my meditation is on finding the inner child. And what does it mean to find that inner child? To again rediscover my curiosity, that hunger to learn. Finding my inner child means rediscovering my creativity, breaking free from the invisible box which I've put around myself, and letting my imagination run loose. Finding my inner child means vulnerability, to not be scared to make a mistake. Finding my inner child is about authenticity, rediscovering that ability to just be yourself, to be aligned in words, thought, and activity. Finding my inner child is also about activity, not wasting time and just being interacting with the world and utilizing the opportunities I have. And finally, finding my inner child for me is about excitability. Yes, children are excited. Children want to have fun. Children know that life means joy. And if we have everything in life minus that, I don't think it's really life. And so I'm going to put these six words on my locker, in my luggage. And it's going to be a meditation. And as I go through the weeks of 2023, this is going to be one of my definite things that I try to rediscover within myself. And maybe some things for all of you to consider as you make your meditations for 2023. Okay. So, I've got all of these questions here. Wow, there's so many questions. Oh my God, there's like 30 questions or something. Okay, so let me try to start answering some of these questions. And apparently if I tap it, then you can all see it in in the screen. So here it is. I'm going to tap it. Can you see that question? Okay, there you go. Question from Stories. When looking in the mirror, how do we empower our inner child? Such a beautiful question. How do we empower our inner child? There's one service in the world that I think is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful service. Perhaps it's the most sacred service in the world. And it's actually a service which, alas, in this life, I'll never do in the traditional way. And that service is the service of parents, the service of bringing children up. For all of you on the call who are parents, like, you guys are amazing. Mothers, fathers, what you give to your children, the time, the encouragement, the empowerment, the attention, all the sacrifices that you make for them, it empowers them to become who they are. And therefore, I think when we're trying to awaken our inner child, then we need to find spiritual parents. Just like you have material parents who bring you up and give you an education and give you security and teach you how to navigate all the different practicalities of life, you need spiritual parents who can awaken your inner child. Spiritual elders who then come in and spark your creativity. Spiritual guides who then you can go to be vulnerable and to admit your mistakes and learn how to grow from them. You need to have divine personalities in your life who can give you the safety for you to just be yourself, be authentic. And I talked about this the other week, that we need help. We need the help of spiritual elders in our life. And I think just like our parents empowered us to be, to grow up when we were children, we need spiritual parents to awaken the inner child. That is my firm conviction. Thank you so much. That was a great question. I'm not sure. It said from Stories. I don't know. Oh no, Stories is like, okay. Oh, this is like the stories that we did on Instagram. Now I understand. Okay, great. All right, so let me go to some of the live questions that we had. This is a really, really important question I'm putting up on the screen. Nutrineur asks, how to heal the inner child from childhood traumas? Thank you so much for raising this question. The inner child carries many beautiful memories, and the inner child may also carry many scars, many wounds, many impressions within the consciousness which are like a block. And trauma is such a huge thing in the world today, and how to overcome that trauma. The first thing is that talking and discussing, conversing is so important. If you look at all of the scriptures of the East, they're based on a type of interaction known as samvad. Samvad is a Sanskrit word, and samvad means a complete discussion, an open-hearted discussion from all angles. But not just an open-hearted discussion from all angles, an open-hearted discussion from all angles which brings in the higher perspective of the sages, the saints, and the supreme intelligence of the scriptures. And I think when you begin to discuss your childhood traumas in a safe space with someone who you trust, from all angles of vision and also bringing in a higher perspective of spiritual wisdom that gives you an elevated vantage point from which to see those traumas, then I think we can begin to process our trauma. You see, the problem with many of us is that our trauma is like undigested food in the stomach, and it's just turning and turning and turning, and it's there. And we can try so many things to deal with it, but the ultimate thing we need to deal with it is to digest it and just let it pass through our system. And therefore, I think that that samvad, or that complete enlightened, spiritual, elevated discussion is such a powerful way to do that. And I think that is something that is lacking in the world today, because again, we've lost that vulnerability to be able to open ourselves up and try to deal with it. So try to do that. Try to see how you can digest and process some of these things which are naturally very, very difficult. Yes. Thank you for that question. That was such a profound question. Really, really important. I really appreciate that. Okay, we've got 10 more minutes. Let's do a few more questions. It's so nice to see all of you. And thank you for all your questions. Okay, here we go. Let's try this one. So this is Dipna T04. How do we strengthen and nurture our inner child, preventing an outpouring of unmet needs onto our children? Oh, thank you so much. Yes. It reminds me of a story, your question, that there was a mother and a father. So they were once having an argument, and the mother was saying, he should be an accountant. And the father said, no, he should be a lawyer. And the mother said, no, accountant. Father said, no, lawyer. He said, no, accountant, lawyer, accountant, lawyer. Anyway, the argument got so heated, they went to court. And the judge was listening to them. And they were, you know, the mother was saying, accountant, lawyer, accountant, lawyer. And the argument was going on like this. And the judge just looked at them and said, you guys are crazy. Why don't you just ask the child what he wants to be? And they both looked at the judge incredulously and said, but he's not even born yet. And it was very interesting, because in that moment we realized that oftentimes we make a vision for our children's lives before we've even understood who they are. What is their dharma? What is their purpose? What is their goal in life? And we project so much of what we wanted to achieve in our life, and we try to fulfill it through their life. I think one of the most important things we can do in terms of nurturing children is to help them find their selves, help them find their dharma. Because the ancient aphorism says, if you protect your dharma, then your dharma will protect you. And so if you really want to protect your child, don't protect your child by coming up with your own idea of what you think they should do in their life and then forcing them to do it. But if you really want to protect your child, then protect your child by helping them find their dharma. Because when they find their dharma and they protect their dharma, then their dharma will protect them. And so I think it's such an important thing. And the other thing I'd say, Dipna, the reason why we tend to impress so much of our desires on our children is because we've got the wrong definition of success. We think success is in being a certain type of person. We think success is in having a certain type of job. We think success is having a certain life cycle, a stereotype of being married at this point, having £50,000 in the bank account by this point, and having a 3-bedroom house by this point. And then, because we have the wrong definition of success, we define the lives of our children by that success, that definition, and then we take them on an unhelpful trajectory. So yes, thank you for raising that. It's such an important thing. These are such great questions. I really appreciate your thoughtful questions. I'm just going to do a couple more. We've got 5 minutes. I'm sorry if I'm missing some of your questions. It's just there are so many good questions here, and I don't know like how to choose which one. Okay, here we go. Let's try this one. Okay, so Sudha, I hope I'm saying it right, says, how do we maintain these inner child qualities while growing up? Yeah, this is such a good point. You see, Sudha, there's a difference between being childish and being childlike, right? Anyone want to tell us what's the difference between being childish and childlike? It's kind of interesting because if you think about it, in the English language, when we say don't be childlike, then when we say don't be childish, then you see childish has a bad connotation. Whereas we appreciate someone's, yeah, he's such a nice person, he's so childlike, then it has a good connotation. So there's actually a difference, Sudha, between being childish and being childlike. When we grow up, we're not a child anymore. We can't be it. We can't live like a child, at least externally. You can't be like playing like Scaleletrics, or I don't know if they all play that. That's what I played when I was young. But you can't do all of those things. You're a grown up. You have to live in a different way. Yet the inner spirit of a child must be there. So I think when we're childish, then we're imitating the external behavior of a child. But when we're being childlike, we're taking the essence of the beauty of a child's qualities, and then we're adding it to the maturity of being an adult. And then what we're doing is we're expressing that inner child in a way that's relevant, progressive, and effective to living a better life going forward. And so what I would say, Sudha, is that we got to grow up. We got to be mature. We got to learn. Like say, for example, we got to be creative, right? But when we're grown up, we realize that, you know, there are certain things you can and you can't do. So there's a danger that we can become boxed in by that. But there's a danger that we can just ignore that and become really, really whimsical. So it's somehow getting that balance of the maturity of knowing that there are some boundaries, but allowing that inner child to then say, but can we challenge this? Can we look beyond this? Not in a whimsical way, but in a creative way. And that way, I think, when you add maturity to all of these things, then it doesn't have to cancel out the quality, but it just allows that quality to appear in a way that's powerful and progressive for your life. So I really appreciate your question. So I would say finding the inner child means curiosity, or let me put it this way. Finding the inner child means maturity plus curiosity. Maturity plus creativity. Maturity plus vulnerability. In other words, building on everything we've gained in our life, all the experiences, but allowing that inner child to then manifest on top of that. I hope that helps. That's just a short explanation and something we could definitely go more and more into. So what to say? Our time has come to an end. It is 8:45. I appreciate so many of you coming on. It's just been a great evening, especially for me. I don't know. I hope you got something out of it. Remember, how I started the live today, I said, for 2023, try not to just to have goals. Many of us don't even make goals. So make some goals, for sure. But for 2023, try and have a meditation. Who do you want to be in 2023? How do you want to conduct yourself? What mindset do you want to bring into every activity that you do, and every journey and every endeavor that you go on in 2023? And for me, 2023 definitely is about finding the inner child. They say when you really grow up spiritually, then you become a child again. And so I'm trying to grow up spiritually, become a child again, find that inner child. And so next time you see me in 2023, then please remind me and please ask me, like, how are you doing? Have you found your inner child? Or are you just like an old grumpy Swami? We don't want to be old grumpy Swami. I'm going to try and be a sincere searcher, finding my inner child. And that's what this evening was all about. So thank you, everyone. I really appreciate you joining. We are going to have so many exciting things coming up. Just 2 minutes I'm going to take. On the 31st of January, that's New Year's Eve, for those of you who don't know, we're going to have an amazing event at Bhaktivedanta Manor. Bhaktivedanta Manor is the Hare Krishna temple in Watford. We are going to be reciting the entire Bhagavad Gita. Yes, all 700 Sanskrit verses. And we're going to have a short discussion on every single chapter. So it's like a crash course on the Bhagavad Gita in one day. It lasts about 5 hours. So if you can come, the 31st of January at Bhaktivedanta Manor, we'll begin at about 9 a.m. So please, please, please do come along. You are very welcome. And if you can't make it in person, you can tune in online. And the second thing I want to raise is really, really exciting. In 2023, in January, we're going to begin a brand new Bhagavad Gita course. It's only going to be 4 sessions long, but it's going to be 4 sessions which I think we really wanted to offer you to orientate your life coming up. It's a fresh year, and we want to begin that fresh year with fresh wisdom. And so we've got a new course called Think Gita 101. It's starting on the 5th of January, so watch this space. We are going to, did I say 31st Jan? No, it's 31st December, New Year's Eve. And the Think Gita 101 is going to begin on the 5th of Jan. It's all going to be online. We want to really create a community of conscious change makers. We want to change the world through wisdom. And we invite all of you to come along. So we'll have more information for you on that coming up soon. But thank you so much for joining and for spending your time, your valuable time in the evening. I hope it was useful, and I wish you all the best in your endeavors and your attempts to find your inner child. Because remember, when you spiritually grow up, you become a child again. And with your inner child, I wish you a wonderful evening wherever you are, and hope that you can rest well this evening and wake up tomorrow with that curiosity, creativity, vulnerability, activity, authenticity, and excitability that children, we love them for. All the best, good evening, and Hare Krishna.